Well, we've been to a lot of these. This one's kind of up there in terms of tingly, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of exciting, Bob. I mean, I think from the time I woke up this morning, actually, since actually the middle of December, you know, we've kind of anticipated this one. You know, there's been a lot of talk. I mean, there's a lot written. But I think at the end of the day now, it's for real. And 162 games in 179 days, it looks like it could be some fun.
There are days when we look up in your box, or I've had the privilege of being in there and trying to keep out of the way when you like to pace occasionally. Is opening day a pacing day for you?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you know, to be quite honest with you, you want to get out of the way. I mean, because then you can get on with the season. I don't think it's any different than any other sport. I mean, I think it's, you know, if you can get it going, and you know, now all of a sudden, you know, it's kind of like it taking that batting practice bunt to begin with, and now we go. But, you know, we're all very, very excited about this year. I think the players are excited. I think the fans are clearly excited. I think the media is excited. And, you know, at the very end of the day, you know, we hope we have a really entertaining team for the entire 6.5 months.
So, do you bother even trying to kind of preach perspective in a year like this? You'd say, you know, 162 games, things can happen, or do you just let people go wild with their imagination?
Well, I think you have to let them go wild with their imagination, because I think we're going wild with our imagination. I mean, you know, we think that we have a very good team. I think the players believe that they have a very good team. The little bit I spent in Florida this year, which I think was about 7 days, you know, you could get the feel that there wasn't an arrogance, but there was a sense of confidence. I mean, like it took me back to, you know, kind of 91, 92, 93, when there's an expectation of everybody plays to form. You know, there's a chance of this being a special season.
What keeps you awake at night this year?
Well, I think the thing that keeps you awake at night always is whether or not there's going to be injuries. I mean, you know, I'm not worried about and I don't think Alex is worried. I don't think anybody in management is worried about the fact that if these guys play the way that they can play, the way they expect to play, that, you know, that we can't have some fun. I mean, we've got a good schedule. We've got a tough schedule. You know, we have, even in interleague, we have both the Dodgers and San Francisco coming in here. And you start looking at it, you say to yourself, you know, we're in the entertainment business, Steve. You know, and so that part's good. But, you know, we don't need to have those injuries. And, you know, based on what we've seen in the past, and, you know, I do believe that we're going to be okay.
So about a year ago, the four of us would have been sitting here, different stools, but we would have been sitting here. And we were talking about the youth movement and the excitement of young players and the development of a young team. And that all changed dramatically. What do you think the response of the Blue Jays fans and the city would have been if you just continued down that path and hadn't done, really, you changed dramatically your direction in the offseason? What do you think the city would have, or the Jays fans, how would they have responded?
It could well have been a yawn. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, you know, we owe it to the fans to do the best job that we can do to put the championship team on the field. Our great prospects were all in the low A or double A, you know, and so I think, you know, when we came out of last year, Damian, I mean, we ended up with a couple of issues. I mean, you know, we had the Escobar issue. We had the Vizquel issue. We had John Farrell saying his dream job was in Boston. You know, there were all these negatives. And then when the opportunity presented itself, Alex jumped on it. I mean, you know, you've got to give him credit. Like, he was, I don't want to call it a, you know, like he just went after getting this deal done. And then all of a sudden he was able to sign Melky Cabrera. Then after that, he was able to get R.A. Dickey. And, you know, so all of a sudden things changed. The opportunity was there. But I think the fans deserved, you know, the opportunity to have a good team. And we were fortunate to be able to put together two things. I mean, if you start looking at it, I mean, you know, we had two things. We A, had money, and we B, had a deep farm system. Mm-hmm. You know, so we had the prospects. Some teams had money, some teams had prospects, but very few had both. And it wasn't a matter of Rogers stepping up, it was a matter of Rogers believing in what Alex told him, you know, and we expressed it to them. And, you know, and I'm quite happy with the direction that's gone right now. So I think that if we'd gone back with, you know, 4 or 5 minor league pitchers that were making their major league debut, as opposed to, you know, 3 pitchers that, you know, that we're bringing here that are 200 innings. I mean, it's a completely different scenario.
But there was that 1 week, and, you know, we say timing is everything. That 1 week that came right after John Farrell, and the conversation was, wow, all of a sudden the Blue Jays are almost a second division team. They're a feeder team for other ones. And it was the timing that the trade happened. I don't know how many days, how many weeks it was, but it happened soon enough that it was able to counteract that becoming the conversation about this team for too very long.
I think that's right. I mean, you know, and we did get lucky, but it had been worked on. I mean, so we had some, you know, anticipation, but you don't ever know until it's finished whether or not you're actually going to be successful in doing it. But I think that, you know, the way that it worked, we didn't even have a manager, if you remember that. You know, when we did the trade, we did not have a manager. When we signed Melky Cabrera, we did not have a manager. And then, you know, we announced John Gibbons, and, you know, the whole thing came together rather nicely.
With Paul Beeston here on opening day. Can you get to 3 million in attendance?
Yeah, I think we can. I mean, you know, I think it, if you look at the advance sale, you look at the anticipation, it's going to depend on the play on the field. And if it's on the play in the field, you know, who knows where it will go. You know, we've got to make sure that we're playing meaningful games in September to get there. But I think that we anticipate it. I think the players anticipate it. I think that the fans anticipate it. And, you know, we've got to provide entertaining baseball. And the answer to this, yes.
What's game two going to be like? Because usually there's that precipitous drop-off from opening day.
Well, I know. I mean, I've read in the paper, you know, we're gonna, or heard on the radio that we're going to have 35 or 40,000. I mean, to me, you know, if we get 25,000 to 30 tomorrow, I mean, that will be a lot better than the 10 or 11 that we might have expected had we come back with something else. So, you know, and I think we'll have a great weekend. You know, I think that at the very end of the day, you know, we don't worry about the attendance. We worry about the play in the field, and the attendance will follow. And you know, and it could be an exciting team. I mean, what should be recognized with the team is two things. I mean, you know, we've got power, we've got speed. I mean, you know, and so that gives you offense. And you know, if nobody gets hurt, I mean, we could entertain.
Just out of curiosity. When this place opened in '89, and for those first 4 years where it was full every day, every night, Max was just over 50, if I remember correctly.
Right,
49, sometimes 50, 50. On occasion. Has that changed at all?
Yeah, no. It's changed because we've changed the number of suites that we have, and you know we've changed.
So you up and up or down?
No. It's 48, 49. I mean, we'll have 50 night because you know more. You know, the suites are usually 18. People in the suite, so you got 20, 24, you know. But, I mean, the reality of the situation is that it's, for better or worse, a 50,000-seat stadium. And, you know, and we will have it. But, you know, that's not how we're going to measure ourselves in the attendance. We're going to measure ourselves whether we win or lose.
This is the second year in a row, I believe, that your general manager has been AWOL, at least prior to the baseball game. Are you getting concerned about him and his stomach issues?
No. Like, I'll tell you something. I just think he wants to stay away because, you know, the media's here. I mean, like, he's tired of talking to you guys. He's always available for you. And you know what? The reality is he'll show up at game time and he'll have a great time.
So we were having a conversation the other day, and it was about the one thing about this, so many changes. How many teams have made that many changes and then had a successful season? And I think it was Bob pointed out, well, there was all the changes from the first World Series team to the second World Series,
which
team.
Is virtually the same as the difference between last year and this year.
Same right. Number.
12 right. Or 13, yep. Yeah.
I mean, do you remember that year having concerns about the number of new people, or was it such a different situation because you had a championship ball club and you had a core and you didn't really have to worry about that?
You know, Damien, that's a good observation, but, you know, like from basically 1984 to 1992, we were a good baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not living in the past right now, but we were a good baseball team, you know, and we were always over 500, you know, so it was a matter of adding new players and everything. We've come off 73 wins, and, you know, there's a lot to prove this year. And, you know, we just can't say that it's going to happen. You know, we've got to go out and prove it. So it's a different, like, this is going from the low and hopefully to the high. And at that point in time, you know, we were just trying to maintain it. You know, we've never won more games than we won in 85, which was 99 games. Hmm. I mean, it was interesting. And then, you know, we were a good team in 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92. And so we made the changes after the 92 season. We didn't replace them with people that didn't have a little bit of success. I mean, exactly. I mean, yeah. It wasn't like it was one of those ones. So it's a little bit different. So, you know, we've got this kind of young but veteran group that's got some experience, so it could be interesting.
I got to ask you the requisite stadium question since we're sitting here. You know, the windows, it looks great out there with the windows gone, and it's going to be fantastic. But you know, I'm walking around an infield here, and you know, there seams. You know, it's not ideal. You know, and if I'm Jose Reyes, I'd be looking at those seams saying, "Man, I never played anything quite like this before." Or maybe he has. Is there any, you know, before the grass thing happens, whenever that happens, is there any kind of an intermediate step? Could you go to an all-dirt infield?
You could, I guess, but I doubt it because, you know, you have to dig down because, you know, you just can't put in the 2 inches. I mean, you have to go down because guys can't be sliding into it and everything. So there's some engineering issues with it. But having said that, you know, our goal is to put grass in here. I mean, we're only one or two teams, ourselves in Tampa Bay, that have turf right now. They have the advantage because, you know, they don't take it up and down.
Right?
It stays down. You know, we've got, I don't know how many pieces, 120 pieces that got to come up and come down. So our goal is to get to the grass.
Is this second or third year for this turf? I remember being here when you put new turf in, and I can't remember if it was two years ago.
I believe this is the third. But
be the third year?
It's definitely not two, but it could be the third. And this is different turf than we had before. But, you know, that's not the issue. We can play on the turf, and, you know, we'll be fine.
Have you talked to Rogers about buying the Argonauts and just kicking them out so you can put your natural grass in?
That's an interesting idea.
That's an interesting idea.
Well, what can it cost? A couple bucks.
I have not talked to him. I'm not going to comment on it. You know, we are co-tenants here.
We own you. Goodbye. is that how it works?
But you can't say that.
Well,
because, you know what? Having said that, you know, we all believe in the CFL. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're all here. I mean, the four of us all believe in the CFL. It's a unique brand of football. And, you know, if the Argos aren't here, where are the Argos? So, you know, work it out. But, I mean, let's say that, you know, we can work this out over the next 4 or 5 years. But you look outside right now. A little windy. Mm-hmm. It's a little cold. You know,
a little windy? It's snowing sideways.
Exactly. And everyone says, boy, like this dome and all that.
You said this should be an outdoor stadium except when it's closed, didn't you?
We've had the conversation about, you know, if... You know, in a casual sense, like if you could create whatever you wanted to create, if you could start over right now, which is not to say this is a bad place because that's not the point. But surely you could build a stadium that has a retractable, like Milwaukee, for example.
Right.
Would be a pretty nice place, wouldn't you think?
Milwaukee is, you know, the complete opposite of what we have.